It was a cold day in history. Last year, on January 6, 2021, when the unthinkable happened, when the Capitol was stormed, when a violent mob, guided by unscrupulous politicians, oh, I can hardly keep talking about this, but welcome back anyway to episode 46 of Free to Just Be, the podcast ripping out those Matrix lies that they are propagating today on our televisions. They're telling lies again on our televisions. And this podcast is ripping out those Matrix lies and attachments so humanity can take their power back. And this is the hippie freak of the South, sending love, light, prayer, and high, high vibrations in your direction. And I hope my voice finds you in great health with vibrant energy and disturbed and righteously indignant tonight as you watch the TV. And if my content resonates with y'all, please subscribe, like, review, share to get the message of freedom, freedom, freedom out there. And why, you might ask, is the hippie freak of the South so righteously indignant tonight? Because I'm watching a bunch of BS being played over and over and over again on the TV. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere that they can grab an ear hole, an eye socket, and pour it, pollute it with lies over lies over lies. Here, let me open. You know I'm a quote person, folks. You know I'm a quote person. And if you don't know, I'm also a proud patriot who loves her country and loves her freedom and liberty and chooses this day too and every other day of my life to stand up in my sovereignty and speak words of truth. And how can I speak words of truth about the anniversary of this quote-unquote insurrection? Well, because the hippie freak of the South was there this time last January 6th, 2021. Oh yes, 1 year ago I was there. In fact, I arranged the van that took myself and four other people who stayed up in Virginia and walked across the bridge to D.C. the day before and sight saw. I went, looked all around at all the wonderful satanic symbols represented in Washington, D.C. I can remember that first morning, the day of the quote-unquote insurrection, seeing the Washington Monument, that wonderful satanic obelisk. Oh yes, that four sides that equal 666 inches measured out, whose height is 6,000, and yes, you guessed it, 666 inches tall. There are occultic symbols everywhere in Washington, D.C. And we walked around and we looked at all the sights, and I felt the crawling of my skin while I was there. Oh, but then the next morning came, and that phallic symbol was all lit up, and I can remember watching one by one as all the lawns of that mall, which, by the way, is another satanic symbol. Look it up, folks. Do your freaking homework. Stand up for your freedom. Open your eyes. Not just your physical eyes. Open your spiritual eyes. God, right now, I pray that you would cover this podcast with your divine protection. And I send out love and light. I send out the magnification of your spirit so that people's eyes, the scales would fall for them, that they would see through the lies of the enemy that are being spoken and spewed out of every device around the world about this supposed insurrection. Because it wasn't true. It was all by design. Yes, by design, folks. And I can remember watching that mall fill up. And I can remember, even now, in my pumped up, angry mode, and righteously angry, I might add, because I remember I was there. I remembered the Spirit there. And even as I speak of the Spirit, my anger fades away because that Spirit was not violent. People were so friendly. I talked to people in every city around the United States. I spoke to people from Canada. I spoke to people from Mexico, from Japan. There were 5 people from China with signs that said, 4 more years for Trump. Fight or die. Do you think these Chinese people knew what they were talking about? Standing up for our country, the greatest country in the world? I am calling all of those patriots that were there with me at that mall on January 6th. And I'm saying it is time to stand up in your sovereignty. It's time to start walking out of businesses that are mandating against your own medical sovereignty. You can make the choice what you put in your body. We can no longer let this government keep us in this tyranny. They cannot rob us of our God-given rights. They cannot take our freedom away, nor touch our divinity or our sovereignty. It's time to stand up, people. Me and my people, it's time to stand up. We weren't violent that day. Oh, it was insurrectors, all right. Yes, let's read what one of the former deep stater presidents said. Oh yes, Jimmy Carter, and I quote, 1 year ago today, a violent mob, guided by unscrupulous politicians, stormed the Capitol and almost succeeded in preventing the democratic transfer of power. Well, let me tell you, Mr. Jimmy Carter, you are one of those unscrupulous politicians, part of this deep state Illuminati, whatever the heck you want to call yourselves. You are not for us. You are against us. And it was you and your little bitty politicians that designed people. Witness after witness, look at all the people that are telling the truth out there. You want to believe what CNN tells you, then you are part of the problem. You need to take your brain in between your hands and shake it and say, I will learn the truth myself. I won't listen to the hippie freak. I won't listen to CNN. I will listen to the God that lives in me, and he will guide you right to the facts. And the facts are, folks, that there was unity and harmony and peace. And there were even Democrats that had come over to support Trump because they cared about our country. It's not about the Trump. It's about anybody and everybody that cares about standing up for our freedoms and our liberties. And at the time, he was the only man that was doing it. And we see through all the lies of the election fraud. We see through all these covert bullshit lies. We see that you are trying to put your thumb on us, and we're rising up like the patriotic people of God, made in his image, who were given freedom and liberty, and we are no longer silent. We are coming out of the woodworks. We're all coming out of our caves. And the only thing that he said correct today, that former President Carter, was that it was guided by unscrupulous politicians. And let me tell you, there were plants dressed up like mega people. Now, my party, the group that I was with, we left right after the speech. And as we were almost through the mall on the opposite side of where the quote-unquote violence was about to start, there were people running towards us saying, where are you going? Come back this way. You need to go back this way. This is where Trump's going to be talking. There were insiders in that crowd. We could see them. We could feel them. People spoke about there's something not right before the something not right came down. And many of us walked the other way and walked away from that crowd. And many were unfortunately and naively guided into something. And now they're sitting still in prisons while the politicians that designed all of it are laughing in our faces. It's time to rise up, humanity. It's time to rise up around the world. This is not just the freedom of the United States. This is a global takeover. Will you not choose now who you're going to serve? You're going to serve the people up in Washington, D.C., where they have every phallic symbol all over them all? The people that are sacrificing our children in ritualistic abuse, using our children in human trafficking? You're going to allow them to lie about what happened? We all know that election was stolen. It's never been about Trump. It is about you and me, humanity. My brothers and my sisters around the world, if we don't stand up to this worldwide takeover, then we have no one to blame but ourselves. But what happened on this day last year? I went to a Papadiso concert this year. Lo and behold, the same spirit was at that concert. The spirit of love and unity, because most folks that walk on this planet, no, we are all connected. And that is the connection we need to remind ourselves of. The connection that you and I, brothers and sisters, that every tree and plant, we are all one planet, all created by the same God and Father, who's not going to put up with us sitting on our asses doing nothing. Faith. You have to be doers of the word. You have to be doers of the word. Faith without acts is dead. And that's what we will be. Dead, folks. They will take every bit of our freedom and they'll take our lives just like they're trying to do with their vaccines. Wake the fuck up, people. Forgive my French. God forgive my French. But at this moment, in this time in history, as they are spreading their lies again about what actually happened, I am begging you, humanity, do your homework. All the information is out there on the internet. You can find it right now. In an hour, you can know the truth yourself. Do not believe what these evil people are telling you. You have been programmed and programmed and programmed. Just suck it up. Stuff the red pill down your throat, people, and understand that yes, oh yes, even you with your damn college degree, even you who stood on a Democratic platform your whole fucking life, you, yes, you have been lied to. And then take a deep breath and decide that nobody is going to take your liberty away from you. Nobody's going to take your sovereignty away from you. We have divine protection because we are made in His image. It is time to rise up. The weapons necessary to win this war are within us. It's not Trump. It's not a white horse savior. It is us. God, our Father, is calling us all to stand up. To get up and say, no, you're not taking one more piece of my liberty away from me. You're not taking my speech. You're not telling me how to treat my body medically. You're not telling me what I can do and can't do with my kids. You're not telling me what people that want to give me a service have to do before they step foot in my house. You're not telling me that I have to do this in order to make a living for my family. Stand up, humanity. Stand up. The insurrection of 2022 must begin today, and it must begin in between your ears, and these words need to reach down into your heart where that unquenchable fire, where every answer is found. You must remember that you are free to be that person. You are free to be the person that stands up and says no, and guess what? It'll all fall away. Stand and look into your fear. Are you afraid that the government is going to do X, Y, Z to you? Stand and look in their face and see what God Almighty will do. That is my insurrection message tonight. It's called the community around the world needs to reach out to one another and rise up for the same cause, our freedom, our liberty around the world. The freedom to have clean air, the freedom to have clean water, the freedom to have our food not fucked with anymore, the freedom to not have poison poured down from the ground, the skies and poured on our food, and our children kidnapped so that they can freaking use adrenochrome. It is time for us to say enough is enough. It's time to get these kind of messages out there, and one by one we stand up. What'll they do? If everybody in the same factory says, we're not taking it anymore, we're not doing your mandates, we're not wearing your mask, if you all walk out at once, it would stop. They'd have no choice but to look at us. Look at the French people. Look at people around the world. Where are the Americans? I am looking for a whole damn bunch of patriotic, not just Americans. I'm looking for patriotic human beings who are not afraid to speak up for this planet, to speak up for their children, for their grandbabies. What are you going to say when your grandbaby looks at you, when they turn into an adult and say, what were you doing? What were you doing during the insurrection in 2021? Well, I'm going to say I stood proudly next to brothers and sisters all over my country and people that were immigrants from other countries. And we stood for the same purpose that day. And it was for freedom and for liberty and for people to be heard that we knew we were being cheated. If you don't want to be cheated anymore, stand in your sovereignty. It's time for us to storm ourselves. Take the cobwebs off of that incredibly shiny light, because the darkness would flee as we all reach out our hands around the world and say, how can we make a difference? When we stop criticizing and stop pointing fingers and saying, well, they took the vax, or they like Trump. Put that bullshit aside and think, if I don't reach my hand out to every human being and say, I don't want to see you be pushed to the ground, we need to lift each other up like never before. We have to stop beating what we do, people. What we do right out of our mouths is create this chaos. What if right now we all decided to say, God bless this world. This world is the best place ever to live. This world is full of liberty. This world is full of freedom. This world is full of love. This world is full of light. If we all began to chant that, if we added ohms to it, if we added praises to God our Creator, this would all go away. Do not continue to be the ones that are sitting on their asses watching others as your liberties are being taken away. Be part of the solution today. And quit being a damn part of the problem. Quit believing the lies. Quit repeating the lies. Seek the truth out yourself, and then you'd really wake up. If you actually followed that money trail, if you followed all the satanic stuff that's going on in Washington, D.C., oh, and in the NWO and all, it is such evil. And once you wake up, you too would be as righteously indignant as the hippie freak of the South is today. And I want to send out a prayer and a blessing to every one of humanity that I stood with in the Washington, D.C. Mall. And we cheered because it was a man talking about us taking our power back. And that is what Free to Just Be is all about. I dedicate it to every person tonight that is still standing, that is still speaking, that knows that we're divinely protected. We don't care what you do. We are not letting you take our freedom away. You are not taking our liberty, and you are not taking our sovereignty, and we are standing on rock solid ground. And you, all of you evil people that have attempted to rob us, you are standing on sinking ground. All the lies are coming out. And I know another quote-unquote insurrector. Oh, that's what you called him. Don't you remember? You called him an insurrector. He was coming against the government because he didn't want Caesar to be rendered what Caesar was due, when in fact what he said was, render to God what's God's, and render to Caesar what's Caesar's. But you twisted his words, and then you put in your little inciters, and they incited all the way up to the part where at the very end they were saying, crucify him, crucify him. Oh, let the murderer out. We want Barabbas, we want Barabbas. That is occurring today. And look at all the people that came out and talked against the insurrectors, the ones that wanted liberty and freedom, which is, by the way, what Jesus Christ came to the planet for, to give us freedom and liberty, to remind us that we had it. And what are we doing? 2,000 years plus, we're still allowing ourselves to be in bondage. He came, that radical. Oh, that one that was against the government. Get a clue, people. He walked in peace. And he showed us the way, and the way is to say no. The way is to point out what's good and what's evil. And yes, they nailed him to a cross, didn't they? But the thing that they didn't bank on is that that same spirit lives in all of us. And that same spirit was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And I pray for every family affected by people that got harmed and killed. But that blood is on the evil, unscrupulous politicians that are, even as I speak on the news, lying to you. So just accept the fact. Read it yourself. You were lied to, and now it's time to pull away and choose a different way. Because if you don't, you will choose your own destiny. But as for me and my house, we choose to serve the living God. And that living God's spirit was in Washington, D.C. last year. I am a witness of it. It blew me away. The waves and waves of people, the lack of trash, the camaraderie. As we were leaving the mall, I looked back. There was hardly any trash. That's the spirit of people who know how sovereign they are. Because evil will never win. Remind yourself who you are tonight. Remind yourself that right now you are free. And if you continue to sit and do nothing, and say, oh, I guess I'll just have to do X, Y, or Z, because if not, I won't get to work. Guess what? You are our sheep being led to slaughter, because you were too lazy to seek out the truth yourself. You were too lazy to be a critical thinker. Oh, yeah, it hurts. But it has to be said, and I am so grateful for the people that said words this powerful and this full of fire and this conviction that hit my soul. Oh, I hated it. I hid. I didn't want to hear it. But you must hear it, or your grandbabies You think you're in bondage? Your grandbabies will have a life that... And we cannot allow that. We cannot allow one more child to be harmed. So, God, thank you for this microphone before me. Thank you for giving me a platform to speak the truth and the fire in my heart to be able to speak it. And I pray that it goes out and it touches people and they would be just as convicted as I was, and that they would choose to not only ingest that red pill, but they would chomp on it and they would look for every fact themselves, because they will be appalled. But then they'll realize that there's no white horse. It's them. God gave them the power. Faith without works is dead. If you believe there's a God, he believes in you. And he believes that you're going to take a step. And if we all take a step, guess what? He'll take 10 or 1,000 or whatever it takes. But he wants to see faith in action. So get up off your ass and take some action. And I'm going to close with this. Lead us, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of our enemies. Make straight your way before us, because not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their hearts are filled with destruction. Their throats are open graves, and with their tongues they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God, and let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you, and let them ever, no, I'm sorry, for they have rebelled against you. But let all of us, O God, let all of us who take refuge in you be glad, and let us sing for joy. Spread your protection over us, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you do bless the righteous, and you surround them with your favor as with a shield. Thank you, God, that you and your son's name Jesus, equals justice. We have faith that justice is coming. We have faith and stand on the promises of how you love children. And we know that you say that vengeance is not ours. But we have a job. Forgive us for not stepping into that job. And show us now to have the courage of Daniel and Meshach and Abednego that stood in that fire and came out not smelling like smoke. We have that same power. So stand up. This year, my mantra, and I'm going to repeat it every episode. The mantra over this year is rise 2022. Rise 2022. Rise 2022. I love you. This is the Hippie Freak of the South, signing out. Peace.